Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, this is Zach Childers. Welcome to your real estate investing talk show for what's working in today's real estate market. I'm excited to have you back on another show. We are here with our Facebook family too. So, if you don't know what our Facebook family is all about, then you need to get involved. You need to go to Creative Real Estate Training Academy on Facebook. You could also go to REISuccessAcademy.com/Facebook. Either one of those will get you there. REISuccessAcademy.com/Facebook, because it's one thing to listen to the message. It's a whole nother thing to be able to see us live, interact with us, ask us questions, see what we're doing. We're kind of crazy around here in the family. We like to have fun. We like to learn, and we like to make money in real estate. So if that is part of why you're listening to me right now, then I encourage you to keep listening and also tell others about us. My Facebook family, you know what you need to be doing. Share this stream. People need to hear this message, because this message is what will change people's lives, and it helps them become what? A champion. That's what it helps them become, a champion. I see it now. I got the eye of the a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar. All right, that's what I got. I'm feeling good today. So listen up. We are going to dig into wholesaling and the assignment agreement. That's what we're going to be talking about today. So I want you to pay attention. If you're listening to me riding down the road, please keep your hands on the wheel. It's important that you don't have an accident while you're learning to build your financial freedom, because then that's going to shorten the time frame in which that happens. So what is wholesaling? So people ask me all the time, Zach, what is wholesaling? What is wholesaling? What is wholesaling? Well, let me help you understand. Wholesaling is different than a wholesale price on a property. Sometimes the older generation, they think that they're wholesaling because they're selling the property at less than what it retails for. So they think that's wholesaling. That's not wholesaling. So wholesaling is an art form that we got labeled as wholesaling. But what it is it, if you look at, you know, contract law, what it's really called is assignment of an agreement. It's an assignment of an agreement, or an assignable rights that you're selling. So wholesaling is not selling properties at a discount, because as a wholesaler, you actually don't even own a property. You don't even have a property to sell. And that's the language that you got to be careful about. You're not selling properties. You are selling your rights to a contract. That's what you're selling. Because if you wrote the contract correctly, or you're using our contracts, you have acknowledged in the contract that you have the rights to close in any name or entity of choice, which basically says that I can close on this property in whatever name I want, which gives you the ability to assign that agreement and then allow someone else to close in their name or their company name. Now, we all need to understand contract law states that all contracts are fully assignable unless otherwise stated not. Now, I know this may be coming at you really fast if you're brand new, but understand this. All contracts are fully assignable. That is the law in which we follow when it comes to wholesaling, is that all contracts are fully assignable. So this is why I express to you that if you don't believe that all contracts are fully assignable, just go get any contract written by an attorney, a property management company, anybody out there that's in real estate, and you will see a line in there that says this contract is non-assignable. And here's why. What do attorneys know? They know what? I was hoping someone would answer that. They know that all contracts are fully assignable unless otherwise stated not. That's contract law, okay? So we are utilizing that in real estate to contract a property with the intent that, here's the thing, you need to always have the intent to buy the property. And here's why. Even if you say, well, Zach, I don't want to buy it. I want to wholesale. Yes, but why would you say that to yourself? If you went after a property that was going to make you $80,000 in profit, $80,000 in profit, and you had a hard money lender that was willing to give you the money to buy that property, why would your intent not be to take down that property and make $80,000 and instead assign the contract for $5,000 or $10,000? The intent should always be to take down the deal if it's a good deal, okay? But let's say you execute a contract. Well, what makes a good wholesale deal? Well, a wholesale deal is made good only if there's enough money for the end prospect that you're going to assign your contract to make money. That's how that really works, is there enough in the deal? So I share that with you because I want you to also understand that wholesaling is not what you might assume it is, which everybody else probably teaches out there. If you've ever been to one of my events, you know that I don't teach like everybody else. And if anybody's on my Facebook fan page, you could probably tell the others that I don't teach like everybody else teaches, so they get the point. It's not just for me. So, and listen, if you're listening in right now and you're just joining us, this is Zach Childress. I'm your real estate coach, and you're joining me on the Real Estate Investing Talk Show for what's working in today's real estate market. And if you're just listening and you're not watching, you need to go to reisuccessacademy.com/Facebook. Do that right now. Get over there. reisuccessacademy.com/Facebook. Be on there. Be in it. And here's why. Because you want to see what's going on too. So what we're talking about today is wholesaling. But let me be clear. What everybody else teaches out there is one way to wholesale. One way. And the problem with that is that everybody else is doing the same thing. If you want to become a master wholesaler, then you need to understand there are six different ways of wholesaling, okay? There is traditional wholesaling, and I'm going to go through these real quick with you. There's traditional wholesaling, which is what? It's find a property at a discount, then find a cash buyer, wholesale that contract to the cash buyer. That is traditional wholesaling. Then you have wholesaling the option, which the option is when you have a deal that there's very little equity in it, maybe 3-5% of equity in it, and you're able to structure seller financing on that property, then you use what's called a option. I think I have the agreement in here somewhere. It's called, give me one second, it's called assignment of option to purchase real estate. That's what it's called. An assignment of option to purchase real estate. That's an important option because here's why. I've structured seller financing with the seller because there's really no equity in the deal. So I need to do some type of seller financing to even try to get it to perform at a cash flow basis or even a future sell date, because I can say in the agreement that I'm willing to do the deal with them, but I want the purchase price to be the payoff amount at time of close. People miss that loophole. That is a huge loophole in seller financing, because let's say it's worth $100,000 right now, but they owe $98,000 on it. Well, no investor wants that. Nobody really wants that deal. It's not a deal. But if I can structure, let's just say the house is worth $100,000, they owe $98,000 on it. If I can structure seller financing with that seller because they have a payment pain, they can't afford it, they're gonna walk away from it, whatever the case may be, I can structure seller financing or some type of lease option on that deal to where I can say, look, I'm willing to take over the property as is with the loan amount of $98,000 on it, and I'm willing to take over the payments. But I'm not making my purchase price at $98,000. I'm going to make the purchase price the payoff amount at time of close. My friends, that is the secret to creating deals when there is no deal. Because then I'm gonna structure the term for 5, 10, 15 years out. So think about that. If I structure a 10-year deal, seller financing, with a prospect that could not sell the property no matter what, and I step in and structure that deal with seller financing for 10 years out with the payoff amount to be at the time of close of what the payoff on the property is, then in 10 years, is that property now gonna have equity in it? Yes. It could go up in value. It could now be worth $115,000, and now I could owe $70,000 on it. So I just created a deal out of thin air by using that strategy. Now, here's the case point for wholesaling the second way, is I could either sit on that deal and hold that deal, or I could turn around and wholesale that option to either A, a landlord, or B, a tenant buyer, so that now they move in on seller financing and I move out with an assignment fee for the option. So that's number two way of wholesaling. Number three way of wholesaling is what we call co-wholesaling. Co, obviously, meaning more than one. And that is the strategy in which we go out and basically create small joint ventures with other wholesalers in the market. So that if I have a deal and I don't have a buyer and I call Jill and Jill has a buyer, well, we put the deal together and we split the assignment fee. Or if I don't have a deal, but let's say Jill finds the deal and then she calls me up and says, hey, I've got this amazing deal, but I don't have a buyer for it. Well, then I bring a buyer to the table. Well, we joint venture, co-wholesaling, and we split the assignment fee. It's the easiest way to get into real estate when you don't have a large marketing budget and there's other wholesalers in your market, is just to join forces with them. It's how I really got started out in California over the years, was being able to be involved and be creative in that. So now that's number, what am I on? Three? Mm-hmm. Number four is wholesaling to a retail buyer. Now, what is that? That goes against every single thing anyone has ever taught you in wholesaling. And yeah, I know I go against the grain, but here's why I go against the grain, because I'm not some guru sitting on a stage spitting off information that doesn't work. I'm in this. I'm investing every single month. I'm buying every single month. Everything I'm telling you I've done or I've created. People who know the story about how wholesaling to a retail buyer came to be, they know no one taught me that. I went out and forced the hands of the title companies to show me a strategy I could use to benefit the market that I was in. And that's how it was born. And so what is that? That's where we're able to find financed buyers. Buyers who have financing and other wholesalers won't work with them. Why? Because they're not cash buyers. And why is that? Because wholesaling has always been taught that if you don't have a cash buyer, you can't do the deal because they have to pay your assignment fee before you turn over the contract. Well, wholesaling to a retail buyer goes against all that grain. It means that your buyer is getting financing, so they have to be in a direct contract with the seller, which means you have to get paid out of escrow. But there are ways to legally protect you through escrow, and that's something that I teach. And where do I teach that at? Jill, where do I teach that at?
At your live 3-day event coming up in Dallas.
I teach that at my live 3-day event. Let me show you where I teach it. I teach that at right here. Look at here, right here. I teach that at the next live event, Wholesale to a Retail Buyer. It's in Dallas, Texas, November 10th through the 12th, okay? November 10th through the 12th. You want to be there, Dallas, Texas. The link to get you to that event is in the description somewhere. So join us in Dallas, Texas. It's important. Now, also, that is a strategy that your competition is not doing. I will promise you they're not doing, unless they've been to my event and they've learned it from me. They are not doing it. So what I'm trying to share with you is that's just four of the six strategies. And just that one alone, if you did it, it would change your game. It would allow you to not only work with cash buyers, it would allow you to work with financed buyers so that you can be ahead of your competition and you're not doing everything your competition is doing. And that's the biggest thing. See, all these other gurus that flow through towns and do events all the time are teaching the exact same thing, traditional wholesaling. So we wonder why wholesalers have a hard time getting started, because they're all leaving these events trying to do the same thing in a market and it's just not working for them. So you've got to do some things different. And listen, wholesaling is not outdated, guys. It's still working. I saw Christy wrote that. It's not outdated.
Can I point something out?
Yeah, I'm just on a roll over here.
Okay, so I do want to point out that you had just said that your competition is not doing this. And I want to point out that Baron Hopgood is obviously not doing this where he's posting on here that wholesaling is outdated and this is not wise, as the lender will call a note due. And he's trying to actually post his own consulting page. So I just want to go out there and let y'all know that obviously Zach is current and he is showing you exactly what the competition is not doing.
That's funny, Baron. I appreciate you being a troll. That's good. You know, we all need to find a way to snatch as many customers as we can. And I respect that you are actively trying to find clients for your business. But on the other hand, I don't respect the fact that you say wholesaling is outdated. It's not. So my fans on here, you guys can tell Baron how outdated he is. I have no problem calling him out. What I will tell you is this, is that Baron, you're speaking nonsense. There's no way a lender can even call a note due when you're not even on title to have it called due. And the only way a note is called due is in the mortgage agreement. It says if the title is changed names. So that would be when you're talking about trying to do a subject to. Subject to's change the name of ownership, which means a due on sale could be called due unless you comply with the St. Germain's Act that says that you title into a trust, which means it cannot be called due, or you use a lease option strategy where the title stays the same. So Bear, don't get me started, man. Listen, I love you as a brother, but don't get me started. So, all right, let's move on. Good job, Jill. We need to let them know what's real and what's not real. So we're talking about wholesaling. Due on sale is when you deal with subject to's, wrap mortgages, change of ownership. At the end of the day, you got to really understand that if you're going to be practicing a very viable strategy known as wholesaling, you've got to make sure you're doing it right, okay? And the wrong way is to think that you're selling a property. You're not selling a property. You don't own a property, so therefore you're not selling a property. What you own is the rights to a contract, which then you have the ability to sell your rights to that contract. So let me just make sure you guys are clear on that, because there's a lot of young wholesalers new to the business coming out, and they're thinking that they know what wholesaling is, and they really don't. And that's why they're getting in trouble, or they're creating trouble in the industry, because they're acting as an agent, and they're not agents. They're not selling properties. They don't have the rights to sell properties. They have a contract in which you have the rights to sell. So just make sure you keep your language tight and make sure that you keep your language correct when you're doing the strategy. Now, wholesaling strategy 5 and 6 is commercial and REOs. We're not going to dig into that here because, you know, I just want to make sure you guys are working on something that you can do. So listen, all my radio listeners and my podcast listeners, I'm going to take a quick break and I'll come back to you. This is Zach Childress, your real estate coach. Hey, it's Zach Childress, and welcome back. We are back live on the Real Estate Investing Talk Show for today's market. And if you're just joining us or you're on board with us now, then I want you to know this. Is that we are digging deeper into understanding wholesaling. We talked about in the first part the different ways of wholesaling. We talked about how to keep yourself safe. You know, we talked about what makes the contract assignable and what your rights are to the contract. And this is how you make money selling contracts in the open market of real estate. Now, what I want to make sure I'm very clear with you guys on is that you're not selling a property. Let me be very clear on that. You're selling your rights to a contract. I don't want you guys to get in any type of trouble. So you're not selling a property. You don't own the property. You own the rights to the contract. That is my strong pitch to you today. But the other thing, the whole reason I did this class today was because everybody keeps asking me about the assignment agreement. And what is the assignment agreement for? How do you use the assignment agreement? Can you go through the assignment agreement? So what I'm going to do for you today is I'm going to go through the assignment agreement. So the assignment agreement is the agreement in which we use once we are ready to assign our rights to a contract to the investor, buyer, landlord, whomever it may be. So what does the assignment agreement look like? Well, let's pull it up on the screen for them. And you can leave that there for a little bit. So if you're listening to me on the radio or you're listening to me on the podcast, I would encourage you to go to reisuccessacademy.com/Facebook, because then you can see what we're talking about here. And I think that that's important for you to be part of what we're doing. So the assignment agreement is pretty simple. The beginning of the agreement starts off with who's it in between, the assignee, the assignor, the property address, whereas the Landmark Property Solutions, one of the companies I own, is an assignor, meaning that I'm assigning the rights to the contract to the assignee. And so just know that, and the seller's information. When we get into line item one, this is where we get into the assignment fee. The assignment fee is the fee in which you're charging to sell your rights to the contract. So let's just say it's $10,000. Number two is the down payment. This is what most people in the industry don't do, and here's why we do it, because the down payment is where we say to our investor buyer or whomever, look, I don't need the whole $10,000, and I want half of it as a down payment to hold your rights in your position. And we give them 3 business days that they have a refundable period. So look, in those 3 days, if you tell me you don't like the property, you don't like where it's located, I'm happy to give those funds back to you. So that is why in line 2 of the assignment agreement, it's a down payment. And we give them the ability to get it back. If they wait on day 4, it's non-refundable. Number 3 is the closing date. Number 4 is contract for sale and purchase agreement. This is just simply stating that the assignee accepts all terms and conditions of the original contract for purchase and sales dated on blank date in its entirety, including all addendums associated with this transaction. Now, put it back on me, Justin. I want you to listen to this real quick, okay? This is where the new wholesalers in the market are so confused, and it drives me crazy that they do this, because they don't understand really what they are as a wholesaler, an investor selling their rights to a contract. Because if a wholesaler brings me a deal and I say, yeah, I like everything, let me see the contract. Oh, I can't show you the contract. This is like the most annoying thing in the world to me, because it makes me realize that they have no freaking clue what they're doing. They have no freaking clue, or they went and studied under somebody that didn't have a freaking clue neither. Because here's why. You got to understand, if I'm the investor buying from you and I'm filling out this assignment agreement stating I'm buying the rights to this contract, then what am I really buying, Jill?
You're buying the contract.
I'm buying the contract. That's right. Not the property. I'm buying the contract. So how in the world can you justify buying a contract if you haven't seen a contract yet? I have no clue what's in it, because look, I'm being binded. If you look here at number 4, that the assignor accepts all terms and conditions of the original contract. So if I'm going to give you money for a contract and you're not willing to show me what's in it, how do I know what I'm buying? That's like walking on a dealership and saying, I want to buy that car over there. And they say, oh, no, I can't show it to you. Not until you pay me for it. It makes no sense. So you need to understand, as a wholesaler, when you're selling your rights to that contract, that buyer needs to see the contract. They need to see what language was in the contract. What was the time of close that you've agreed to? If it's an investment property for cash flow, did you put in there that all leases have to be turned over, that assignment of lease has to be signed before closing? Did you put in there that there's proration of rents from the time you close? Did you put in there that all security deposits are to be transferred? You know, what is in the agreement? Because I'm not going to pay for something if it leaves me open for all kinds of issues. So you've got to be willing to understand that the process of wholesaling is assigning your rights to the contract. That's what they're buying. Number 5, hold harmless. Pretty self-explanatory. Just as the assignor should not be held responsible for the performance of the assignee. So look, if I assign you the property and you don't do anything with it, or you make a bad investment and you lose money on it, that's not my fault. I'm out of it. Excuse me. Number 6, non-performing acknowledgement. Assignee shall read the paragraph under standards of real estate transactions on the original contract of purchase and sales and hereby agrees to abide by its terms. That's a pretty standard clause that most of the wholesalers don't even understand, that it's a contract. It is important that we understand standards of real estate transactions. And that just says that, hey, you as the buyer are acknowledging this. Number seven is ownership. Ownership of property, access, and acknowledgement. At the time, and this is where you're very clear in number seven. At the time of this agreement, a signor owns a contract for purchase and sales of subject property. A signor does not own title to the subject property. A signor and affiliated associates do not authorize a signee to enter into the property. My friends, this is where intent comes in. Under law, everything is measured by intent. I'm going to my buyer and I'm making sure that they understand my intent is to be transparent with them, and I only own a contract. I don't own title, and that's what I'm selling them. So this is why it's important that you know what type of paperwork you're using and the language in which you use it as, so that you're clear. Now, I don't know if we have the second page on there, but if we do, number eight is limitation. Oh, there it is. Good job, Justin. Number eight is limitation of assignments. Here it is. What? This assignment contract is not assignable. Right. Yes. I have to make sure all contracts are acknowledged, right? So additional terms and conditions, and then the signing of that. So this is why it's important that if you're listening to me right now and you're not watching me, you need to be on the Facebook fan page. You need to be. You need to be on there. You need to be talking. I got a great fan club. My fans on there, they're interactive. They talk. They help each other. You need to be part of that. You need to go to reisuccessacademy.com/Facebook. That will take you to my Creative Real Estate Training Academy fan page. And that will allow you to be part of what we do. Okay? Now, understand this, that as you grow your business, you're going to grow your influence. And wholesaling is a strategy. I don't care how big you get. Listen, I coach people from all walks of life, from doctors to attorneys to lawyers to regular Joes to people trying to get out of their jobs. And I coach people from everything, the people who've done one deal to people who own $50,000, $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 worth of real estate. So don't be deceived by your level and your ability to be coached. It doesn't matter if you've never done a deal or if you've done $100 million in real estate transaction. We always need coaches. We always need our interaction. We always need to know how to get started or how to grow to the next level. You know, from a guy who owns 12 companies and I've done well over $300,000 or $300 million worth of real estate transactions, I can tell you this. I still use coaches. I still learn daily. I still move my business forward by getting education at a different level. I'm just very selective by who I pick to work with and who I choose to be in my life. Because here's why. I could care less how expensive the suit is you wear. I could care less how expensive the shoes and watch you have or the car you drive. What I care about is where are you in life? And where are you at and where are you going? And where do you find your time best spent? And if you're finding that your time is always spent growing your business, then you're not the coach for me. And you shouldn't be the coach for anybody else. If you find that your time is spent with family and your church community and in your community and traveling and spending time, and yet you're still operating multi-million dollar companies, then let me tell you something. That's the type of coach I want to learn from. That's why I live the life I live, because the people I learned from taught me how to operate multi-million dollar companies and still have the life I want with my kids and family and community and church and travel, because I'm learning from the right people. I'm learning from the people that know how to have fun, and who could care less if you have a three-piece suit on. I don't care. Listen, I'll walk down the street and people won't know anything about me because I don't care about a three-piece suit. I think it's just a cover-up for most people, okay? So that's my opinion on it. That's what I'm going to deliver to you, and I want you to understand that coaches are needed in your life. And if you can spend 3 days with me in Dallas, Texas on November 10th through the 12th, I recommend that you do that no matter what you need to do to get there. You need to go to Dallas, Texas. You need to spend 3 days with me. You got all the way until November 10th to get your stuff in order to get there, because I'll spend 3 days with you coaching you, guiding you, and delivering content at a completely different level. From wholesaling to fix and flips, I'll show you how to do market segmentation, the whole nine yards. But you got to get there. And you know what it takes. It takes you getting registered. So you need to go to freedomfromflipping.com. It's also in the description above. So listen, for all my radio listeners and my podcast Listeners, this is your coach, Zach Childers, with the Real Estate Investing Talk Show. I'll see you next week on your Real Estate Investing Talk Show for today's market. See you next week.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.